I'm Sean Power reporting. Prime Bank has announced they've given two donations to programs at Lamar's Community Schools and Galen Catholic School. Chief Operating Officer Wanda Woodley presented checks for $500 each to the Lamar's Community Music Boosters and the Galen Catholic Fine Arts Boosters. Prime Bank made the donations in the name of the Notables, the Lamar's Community Alumni Big Band that performed their final encore at the bank's annual ice cream social during last month's Ice Cream Days. The musical group was under the direction of Joe Bryce. Jackie Arns received the donation for the Galen Catholic Fine Arts Booster Club, while Greg and Chrissy McGinnis and Lamar's Community Band Director Michael Pritchard received the check for the Lamar's Community Music Boosters. The Lamar's Municipal Band will conclude its 2026 summer concert season on Wednesday, July 16th at 7:30 p.m. with a patriotic and distinctly American program titled From Sea to Shining Sea. For the season finale, the concert will be presented at the Olson Cultural Events Center in downtown Lamar's rather than at Foster Park. Band director Dr. Christopher Brandt said the ensemble is eager to explore the new venue and share the final concert of the summer in a different setting, stating that the theme of the concert celebrates the incredible diversity of the American landscape, culture, and musical traditions, making it a fitting way to conclude another outstanding season. The concert opens with Hosts of Freedom by Carl L. King, a spirited march celebrating American patriotism and civic pride. Audiences will then travel to the towering forests of California through Rosano Galante's The Redwoods, then will experience the sounds of New Orleans with Fred Spears at a Dixieland Jazz Funeral. The concert continues with works such as Edwin Franco Goldman's On the Mall, David Holsinger's Dakota Rhapsody, New York 1927, Autumn Leaves, Frank Ticelli's San Antonio Dances, and concludes with John Philip Sousa's From Maine to Oregon. The Lamar's Municipal Band's performance of From Sea to Shining Sea will begin at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 16th at the Olson Cultural Events Center. Admission is free. Zach Lane, the Republican Party's candidate for governor, says if elected, he'd try to steer as much state business to Iowa companies as possible. During taping of the Iowa Press episode that aired Friday on Iowa PBS, Lane was asked about the long-term computer services contract Governor Reynolds recently signed with two multinational corporations, Amazon and Cognizant.
I'm not in government right now, but from what I can see, I think I would do things a bit differently.
Lane says he believes the private sector is better than government at handling a lot of things, including computer system storage and IT services.
However, my first goal would be to see, is there an Iowa company that can help provide these solutions for the people of Iowa? Can we keep those dollars within the state? And if there's not an Iowa company that can take on the entire contract right now, is there a company that we can help to build by giving our own contracts to an Iowa-based company?
Lane says that approach would provide long-term opportunities for Iowans to be employed rather than outsourcing the work out of state or out of country. Lane raised concerns about Cognizant right after Reynolds announced the deal, citing the company's employment of H-1B visa holders.
This program has been rife with abuse for a very long time. And so if I'm looking at a contract like that, it's very simple. There will be measures in place and oversight in place to make sure that those jobs are not going to H-1B employees and that Iowans do have first right at those jobs.
In June, Reynolds announced she'd signed a decade-long contract to have Amazon and Cognizant manage the computers and digital data in state government. After Lane and others raised questions about outsourcing IT services, Reynolds announced Cognizant had promised to offer jobs to the state employees who had been providing those services in state government. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.